of Bob Noakes in a song by Elton John, That's Friends. Thank you very much indeed, Bob. He's a good lad. Anyway, there's a lot happening on television tonight. I think we ought to have the television set down in the studio. It's taking some of the limelight at the moment. Anyway, Urbino Banco here for a few moments anyway, just to spin my last two records on Radio North Sea International, and then we'll be joining AJ Behrens. But I've already been on the air for an hour this evening, so all I'd like to do now really is just to reaffirm my gratitude to all who've made my stay in Holland an extremely pleasant experience, and thanks especially to Brian McKenzie and Don Allen, our programme directors, who've both gone out of their way to help me when necessary. Many thanks, lads. All in all, it's been a wonderful experience, and since I've been here, I've had the pleasure of working with what I consider a perfect group of colleagues, which is always good in a job. So thanks to them, that's Don, Brian, Roger and Bob, also Mike, Jason and Graham, who've now left the station, and I hope in this togetherness has resulted in happiness at your end of the radio too. My first record is one that I like immensely. It's by Ike and Tina Turner, River Deep and Mountain High.
When I was a little girl,
truly emotional song. Got lots of feeling in that one. That's Ike and Tina Turner and River Deep and Mountain High. And I think if I was only allowed to keep one record, that would be the one. This is probably my most tense moment on this station. Just to prove that fact, I've just lit two cigarettes and they're burning away furiously. So I've got to hand over to AJ Behrens in a few moments' time. So it's really time for me to say goodbye on RNI. So to all of you, God bless. Bye-bye now. It's been lovely having you with me. And I'm going to leave you with the words of Peggy Lee.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out of the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all?"